This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, March 21st. Well, lots of things are going on. So let's start with the big one. The 2-year, 5-year, 10-year, and 30-year treasury yields are all above 2%. And the yield curve is very flat. Now, our Federal Reserve does not want to invert that curve, because it destroys bank profits. And as most of you know, I don't recommend banks because I'm an ex-banking analyst and I just know too much, for lack of a better word. So they're hitting the brakes. There's no doubt about it. Market forces are shoving treasury yields higher, and the Fed has to respond. And there's all this infighting now on the Fed because St. Louis Fed President James Bullard is demanding we do 12 rate increases this year and get the federal funds rate to 3%. Now, the irony is, of course, we'd still be below inflation, okay? So, fascinating times we're in. Now, the even bigger picture is this modern monetary theory, this unlimited money printing that was originally pioneered by Mario Draghi when he was the head of the European Central Bank. He's now the Italian prime minister. We've been doing this unlimited money printing too. And there's a day of reckoning. And we apparently are there. Because modern monetary theory, for lack of a better word, was too good to be true. Until it spun out of control, which is where we are now. So there is a panic out there just to load up on any inflation hedge you can find. Energy stocks, fertilizer stocks, steel stocks, any company that can raise prices. So I want you to brace yourself. I already own a lot of these stocks, but I got a lot more coming. And we had all that strength in the market last week, so now I have the ability to sell some of my good stocks into strength and load up on even better stocks and even more inflation hedges. Now, what could go wrong? Well, when we plan for all this inflation, the only thing that could screw this up is if Vladimir Putin obviously was thrown out of power and the West then tried to re-embrace Russia so we could get all the oil and nickel and raw commodities that we get from Russia. But right now, the West is still trying to diversify away from Russia. President Biden's going to be meeting with, you know, France, Britain, Germany, Italy, all the key players in Europe to try to come up with a policy, a united front to diversify away from Russian energy. And the squeeze is still on Russia. So right now, we have a depression in Russia that we created. We destroy their currency. We destroy their economy. We have a recession in Europe, okay? They're a very fragile economy. But now, you know, their food costs are going up. Ukraine's their breadbasket, for lack of a better word. We are not in a recession. The Atlanta Fed has us growing at 1.2%. And Asia's not in a recession. So us and Asia are the growth engines of the world, and there's some Latin American countries doing okay as well. So fascinating times we're in, but the dollar is still an oasis, so that's good. But money is being reshuffled at a frantic pace right now, and you'll see me making lots of changes to portfolios and things because they're already in the queue. So I don't want you to panic. I just want you to know that's what's going on. And obviously, what do you do when you have this kind of inflation? And you go straight to the companies that are profiting from it. So we do expect this inflation to persist. I do want to remind everybody that we are in a stagflation environment. What stagflation is where we have hideous inflation, but we can't get above it. And it was best demonstrated by retail sales in February. Retail sales went up. but not as fast as inflation rate. Because gasoline prices rose 5.3%, sucked up all the money. So fascinating times we're in. But I'm pleased that our inflation hedges are working out great. I'm going to be adding more inflation hedges. I'm going to be selling a lot of good stocks into strength because of last week's impressive bounce. So just hang on there, folks. You're going to be getting lots of alerts and what's going on with what I'm doing. And for those of you that have portfolios with us, you'll see lots of changes. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. But I just want to update you on what's going on today. Take care, everybody.